www.attableeg.com, The Reviver of Iman.
ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البدو والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. There is no measuring tape, there is no yardstick, there is no scientific or mathematical calculation or formula that could be used that will do even an iota of justice to counting or enumerating or even acknowledging or recognizing the bounties and the favors of Allah upon us. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا Allah says if you have to ponder, if you have to count, if you have to enumerate, نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ Allah's bounties, Allah's favors upon you, you will never be able to do justice. أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً Look at the evocative manner in which the Quran invites us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alam taro, will you not see? Will you not ponder? Will you not reflect? Will you not contemplate? Will you not recognize? Will you not acknowledge? Anna Allah sakhkara lakum ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. That Allah has put into your service, Allah has subjugated for you everything in the heavens and everything in the earth. هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah says, Allah is that being that has created for you everything in the earth. الدنيا خلقت لكم. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, similar meaning. إن الدنيا خلقت لكم. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah says, يا ابن آدم أو إنسان. إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ This world has been created for you. Just this process, I'm sitting in front of you now and breathing. If you have to consider how many balances and counterbalances have to come into place just for this one process to take place. The human being, average human being, on a 24-hour cycle, breathes in and out 20,000 times. Subconsciously, 20,000 times you are breathing in and out. You don't take my word for it, one day take a thespian count. What is happening when we are breathing in and out? What is happening? This insan is taking in what? He's taking in oxygen from the environment. This environment, or this atmosphere, the level of oxygen that is conducive For the respiratory system of this insan, 21% is the level of oxygen in the atmosphere. Current world population may be 6 or 7 billion people. Every day on average a human being breathes in 8,000 liters of oxygen. 7 billion people, we can do the mathematics. 7 billion people breathing in average of 8,000 liters, 56 billion liters of oxygen is taken out of the atmosphere every day, yet still the level stays 21%. Where's the regulator? Where's the pipe? Where's the production machine? If this level had to go up by 2% to 23%, then the number of accidental fires would increase 700 times. If it had to go up another 2% to 25%, besides the North Pole and the South Pole, everything in between would be burned to ashes. Yet Allah has kept it locked at 21%. We are breathing in. What is that system that Allah has put into place to replace the oxygen that this insan is taking out of the atmosphere? Allah has put the leaves of the trees in the service of this human being. If you look at a leaf, it's green in color. Where does the greenness come from? The branch is not green, the sand is not green, the seed is not green, the water is not green. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ Allah says, look at the crops that you are planting. Ponder and reflect over your agriculture. أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ Are you causing it to grow or are we causing it to grow? إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَى All the farmer does, all that insan does is he throws the seed in the ground. What happens with that seed? The root entrenches the seed into the ground. And from the top part of the seed, the sprout comes out above the ground. Even this much that farmer does not do is to place the seed correctly so that the root part is in the bottom and the sprout part is on top. All he does is he sprinkles. Yet Allah has put into place that system. The root is going downwards. إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَى Allah splits the seed. The sprout comes out. أَخْرَجَ شَطْأَهُ فَآزَرَهُ فَاسْتَغْلَظَ فَاسْتَوَى عَلَى سُوقِهِ Then it gets strengthened. Branch comes into place. Like we were mentioning, the leaf. The leaf is green. Why is it green? Where's the dye factory? Who went and painted it green? It's green because it needs to be that color to carry out its function or task. What is its function and task? It is said if the light of the sun had to be divided into 200 million parts, one part from the light of the sun is coming to the earth. One particular wavelength of frequency passes through the ozone layer. This strikes the leaf. In that tiny leaf, a complex chemical reaction is taking place that to replicate it, you would need one of the most advanced chemical laboratories in the world. What is happening? A process of photosynthesis is taking place. That tiny leaf is working for you to produce oxygen, to replace the oxygen that you have taken out of the atmosphere. Just this one process, the light of the sun, the growth of the plants, the color of the leaf, all these, look at these balances and counterbalances that have to come into place for this one process to take place. This is what Quran is telling us. Alam taro, will you not see? Will you not reflect? Will you not realize? The manner, this word sakhar, comes from taskhir, which means put into your service. Will you not realize the manner in which Allah has put into your service everything in the heavens, everything in the earth? The sun is working for you. The air is working for you. The atmosphere is working for you. The ground is working for you. The leaves of the trees are working for you. All this for insan. And then within this human being, such a complex creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Often I give this example. It is said that in one of the stations, railway stations in Japan, outside the station there is a statue of a dog. This sometimes may sound a bit crude, but it is apt to explain the nature and fitrat of insan, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ قَتُورًا The history behind the statue is that there was a Japanese college professor He had a dog. And every day, when he would go to the station, to go to the, wherever he was teaching, whichever college, the dog would accompany him to the station. His train would return at 3 o'clock. Like clockwork, 2:45 every day, the dog would leave the house and it would go to the station to wait for the college professor. Then it would accompany his master back home. This carried on every day, day in and day out. One day, this college professor got a heart attack and he passed away whilst he was at the college. 2:45 that day, the dog left the house, went to the station to wait for its master. Waited and waited and waited patiently till sunset. Then dejectedly, with its tail between its legs, it returned back home. It is said for the next nine years till this dog died, every day it went to the station to wait for its master. What favor did that college professor or did that human being do upon that animal? A plate of food in the morning or the evening. Yet, they erected a statue of this dog to commemorate the spirit of servitude that is found in an animal. It is said the intellect of animals is minimal when compared to the intellect of insan. Even animals realize that the one who made ihsan upon you, the one who favored you, the one who showed some kindness to you, you are indebted to that being. You have to become the slave of that being. There's an Arabic saying, Al-insanu abdul ihsan. Al-insan, like we heard, some sections of Surah Ar-Rahman in the Witr Salah, where Allah says, Hal jaza'ul ihsan illa al-ihsan. Hal jaza'ul ihsan illa al-ihsan. This is logical, that the one who makes ihsan upon you, you are indebted to that person. Al-insan wa abdul ihsan. Insan is the slave to the one who makes ihsan upon you. The animal recognizes this, insan doesn't recognize. Muhsin haqiqi is Allah. Every aspect of our existence is a glaring and a living testimony of the qudrat and the power of Allah. This is what Allah, in the expression of Quran, Allah complains about this. Qutil al-insan ma akfara. This word qutil al-insan, literally translated, may insan be destroyed, may he be killed. This is an expression. Allah is not wishing the destruction of insan, no. This is an Arabic expression, an expression of disappointment with this insan. Qutil al-insan, what is wrong with you? Ma akfara, how ungrateful you are. How ungrateful you are. And then Allah appeals to the intellect of this human being that ponder and reflect. What do you have to be grateful for? What do you have to acknowledge? What do you have to recognize? What do you have to realize? Min ayyi shay'in khalaqa. Where did you come from? What did Allah create you from? Hal ata'al al-insan hinum min ad-dahr lam yakun shay'an madhkura. Allah says, O insan, O human being, did they not pass upon you a period of time? لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْءًا مَذْكُورًا. No one spoke about you. Your dhikr didn't take place. Why? You were a non-entity. You didn't exist. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ. We created you. مِنْ أَيْنِ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَ. From what? What were you created from? What was your inception? What was your origination? Where did you come from? How did you come into existence? Was it something complex? Was it something mind-boggling? Was it something huge where Allah says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. That we have created insan, the highest form of creation. أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ, the highest form, the paragon of Allah's creation. Where did he originate from? Allahu Akbar, look at the expression of Quran. مِن نُطْفَ. مِن نُطْفَ, from a drop of sperm. From a cell. What is the size of a cell? If you understand it in layman's terms, you take 1 centimeter. Take 1 centimeter and divide it into 1 million parts. This will give you an idea of the size of one cell. That is what this insan's inception took place. Min nutfa. In the verse which I recited just now, Inna khalaqna al-insan min nutfatin amshad. Allah says, we created you from a mingling of sperm. Somewhere Allah says, mimma in dafiq, from a spurt of liquid. Somewhere Allah says, mimma in maheen, from a drop of worthless fluid. Ajib, my respected brothers, if you look at Quran, Allah speaks of the creation of the heavens. Allah speaks of the creation of the earth. Allah speaks of the ecosystem. Allah speaks of biological systems. Allah speaks of complex creations. Yet, the extent of detail that is devoted in Quran to the description of insan's taqliq, of this human being's creation, perhaps it is doubtful anything else, that level of detail. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقًا فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى الَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى. Different places Allah describes in great detail, minute detail, the inception, the creation of this insan. What at one time was one cell, sperm cell, it is said that the seminal fluid is not one sperm cell. On average it is between 200 to 300 million sperm cells. One side is the male, the other side is the female. 200 to 300 million sperm cells. The journey begins, most of them will die on the way. On the other side is the egg in the fallopian tube. Only about 1,000 sperm cells will reach the destination. In that egg, there are 60,000 different codes. And there is only one sperm cell that has the matching 60,000 different codes. When these sperm cells reach that egg, the matching process starts. If the codes, 60,000 codes do not match, rejected. Where is this taking place? In a laboratory? Is the lighting good? Is it a conducive circumstance? Is it a calm environment? No! فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ, in the womb of your mothers. فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ, three layers of darkness, this matching process. Lasts for about an hour and a half or 2 hours, the same process. If you had a team of zoologists and genetic scientists and gave them the best laboratory and the best equipment, it will take them 3 to 4 years to do what happens in 1 or 1.5 hours in three layers of darkness. Finally, when the one cell that has the 60,000 codes, the matching code is found, then too there is an infinitesimal pause. If the command comes from Allah, مُخَلَّقَ, then germination will take place. If despite the correct codes being found, if Allah's command comes, غَيْرُ مُخَلَّقَ, then even that one is rejected. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. To Allah belongs the dominion, the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ, Allah creates what He wants to. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ. Sometimes they want female children, male children to come. Sometimes they want male children, female children to come. Sometimes they don't want children. Children are coming, practicing contraception, whatever. Sometimes they want children, no children are coming. IVF treatment, fertility expert. To Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. Allah creates what He wants. He gives males to whom He wants, females to whom He wants, pairs to whom He wants, makes barren whom He wants. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. He has complete knowledge and qudrat over His creation. If the command comes, مُخَلَّقَ, then germination will take place. Allahu Akbar. Three layers of darkness. Such complexity, they said, in the one cell, inside the cell. 1/1,000,000th the size of the cell is the DNA. The DNA is made up of 3.5 billion, what they call nucleotide characteristics. It is said to record the information found in the DNA of one cell, you would need 900 encyclopedias, each one 500 pages long. Such a tiny space, Allah has kept the genetic code of this insan. stage upon stage of creation, the verse which I recited just now, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ. Allah says, verily we created this insan from an extract of clay. Then he was put into a safe receptacle. ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُطْفَةَ عَلَقًا. First it was nutfa, sperm. Then it became a clot of blood. Then it became a congealed piece of flesh. Stage upon stage upon stage of creation. What at one time was one cell, in a process of 9 months, stage upon stage of creation. جَعَلْتُ لَكَ مُتَّكًا عَنْ يَمِينِكَ وَمُتَّكًا عَنْ يَسَارِكَ أَمَّا الَّذِي عَنْ يَمِينِكَ فَالطِّحَالِ أَمَّا الَّذِي عَنْ يَسَارِكَ فَالْكَبِدْ عَلَّمْتُكَ الْجُلُوسَ فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّكَ فَهَلْ يَقْدِرُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ أَحَدٌ غَيْرِكَ. Allah says, in the womb of your mothers we gave you a pillow to rest on your right side, a pillow to rest on your left side. The pillow on the right side was the spleen. The pillow on the left side was the liver. عَلَّمْتُكَ الْجُلُوسَ فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّكَ. You had to stay for 9 months. You couldn't possibly stand for 9 months. So Allah says, we taught you. عَلَّمْتُكَ الْجُلُوسَ. We taught you to sit. Sit on what? Sit on water. Stage upon stage. هَلْ يَقْدِرُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ أَحَدٌ غَيْرِي. Allah says, does anyone else have this qudrat? Let the laboratories of the world get together. Let the scientists of the world get together and tell them to create shape. Create form out of water. Give water shape. Give water form. Give it color. Give it direction. Give it height. Give it appearance. No matter how far they may advance scientifically or technologically, they will not be able to do this. From a drop of water, from a drop of water, Allah brings forth in the space of 9 months what at one time was one cell is brought forth 9 months later, 6 billion times heavier, 100 million times bigger. This insan, this human being, who is a composition of 100 trillion cells. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Blessed is Allah who is the best of creators. The time has come for this amanat. For this amanat to come into the world. The hole is small, the child is large. The passage is small, the child is large. أُوحَيْتُ إِلَى الْمَلَكِ الْمُوَكَّلِ بِالْأَرْحَامِ فَأَخْرَجَكَ عَلَىٰ رِيشَةٍ مِّنْ جَنَاحِهِ ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ يَسَّرَىٰ. Allah says, we send wahi to the angel that was deputed to guard over the womb. The angel spread out its wing and the passage of this child into the world is made easy. The brain is protected with what? With the skull. The skull has to be hard to protect this brain. That is why you take a knock on your head, your brain doesn't get harmed because the skull is hard. Yet, if in the unborn child, if the skull was hard, as the child is being born, the skull would crack. So in the unborn child, the skull is not hard, it is soft. It becomes hard after the child is born. Who has put into place that system? هَلْ يَقْدِرُ عَلَىٰ ذَلِكَ أَحَدٌ غَيْرِ. Allah says, does anyone else have this qudrat? And such is Allah's mercy. Such is Allah's compassion. Such is Allah's kindness. The same nizam for Fir'aun, Haman, Shaddad. Allah knew they were to become his enemies. Allah knew they would defy him, yet still the same system of compassion and mercy put into place. For great, great sinners, for those who would reject every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah puts into place the same system. The same system of compassion and mercy. لَا لَكَ سِنٌّ تَقْطَى وَلَا لَكَ يَدٌ تَبْتِشْ وَلَا لَكَ رِجْلٌ تَمْشِي. Allah. 9 months in the womb of your mother, you were not allowed to breathe. If you breathe at once, you would die. You would suffocate. Yet, when the child is born, the first thing that happens, the child cries. What happens? The lungs open up. 9 months there, if you breathe it, you would die. Now you have to breathe. Who is put into that system? Who is put into place that system? Allah. هَلْ يَقْدِرُ عَلَىٰ ذَلِكَ أَحَدٌ غَيْرِي. Your supply line was what? The umbilical cord. The moment you come into the world, the first thing that is done, what happens? Is the umbilical cord is cut off. Your supply line of risk and sustenance is cut off. This is your moment of total and complete dependence and need. Ya ayyuha an-nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah, wallahu huwal ghaniyyul hamid. Allah calls out, O people, O humanity, and know and understand, antumul fuqara, you are faqir. You are a beggar. You are totally and completely dependent on Allah. Wallahu huwal ghaniyyul hamid. Allah alone is independent and Allah alone is worthy of praise. The umbilical cord is cut off on the one side. Your risk supply line is cut off. What happens? عَذَرْتُ لَكَ عِرْقَيْنِ رَقِيقَيْنِ يُنْبِعَانِ لَكَ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا فِي ثَدْيِ أُمِّكَ دَافِيًا فِي الشِّتَاءِ بَارِدًا فِي الصَّيْفِ هَلْ يَقْدِرُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ أَحَدٌ غَيْرِي. Allah says, I set forth two streams of pure milk in the breast of your mother. In winter, automatically warm. In summer, automatically cool. Ajeeb, some women carry a child 7 months, some 8 months, some full 9 months, some slightly beyond that. The child that is carried 7 months is born premature. The digestive, nutritive needs of that child are different from the one that is carried the full 9 months. They have studied the milk that comes from the breast of a mother that carried the child 7 months. They found that the composition of that milk is different from the one that carries the child full 9 months. هَلْ يَقْدِرُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ أَحَدٌ غَيْرِي. Does anyone else have this qudrat? Such ghiza, such health, such nutrition, Allah has kept that the hukama, the hakim say, that if you do not, a child that is breastfed for 2 years with the milk of the mother, they said the ta'thir and the effect and the protection that Allah has kept in that risk, provided you do not consume other negative things that will erode it, the effect of the milk of the mother will last for 40 years. It is said that when the child suckles, if you look at the milk that emanates from the woman, initially it is colorless. There is no color to it. On the suckling of the child, it turns into milk. Such nizam, such system Allah has put into place. لَا لَكَ سِنٌ تَقْطَى وَلَا لَكَ يَدٌ تَفْتِشْ وَلَا لَكَ رِجْلٌ تَمْشِي. You do not have teeth that can bite. You do not have hands that can grasp. You do not have feet that can walk. You are totally, completely helpless. You cannot cleanse yourself. You cannot protect yourself. You cannot defend yourself. You cannot see to your most basic needs and requirements. What happens? جَعَلْتُ لَكَ حَنَانًا فِي صَدْرِ أَبَوَيْهِ لَا يَأْكُلَانِ حَتَّى تَشْبَعْ وَلَا يَنَامَانِ حَتَّى تَرْقُدْ. What system Allah has put into place? Allah says, we made two human beings restless for you. Till you don't sleep, they won't sleep. Till you don't sleep, they won't sleep. Till you don't eat, they won't eat. They will go hungry. They will go hungry, but they will make sure that you eat. Sometimes you hear a child crying, you get upset. Someone else's child, you say, what's wrong with that child? Why is he making noise? Someone else's child cries, your head pains. Your own child cries, your heart pains. What creates this difference? Like we said, insan's fitrat, ingratitude, not only to Allah but to his fellow human being. The greatest ingratitude today, my respected brothers, my respected brothers, which home of New Zealand are the hearts of the parents not broken? This month of Ramadan, famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Nabi took the first step of the minbar, Ameen. Second step, Ameen. Third step, Ameen. Sahaba was shocked. What is the meaning of this? Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. What was Rasulullah s.a.w. saying Ameen? Further to what we are discussing now, when this question was asked, he said Jibreel came and made three du'as. One of those du'as من أدرك وأبويه عند الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما. That person of my ummah, that person of my ummah who Allah blesses with the opportunity. This is not an accidental choice of words. This is not an accidental choice of words, my respected brothers. Al-aqilu takfihi al-ishara. Aqal man ke ishara kafi hai. Today we feel elderly parents are a musibah. Lot of times person comes and says, Maulana, make dua. Make dua for my father. What dua? That he dies quickly? So I can inherit? We feel it is a bore. We feel it is a burden. One youngster once came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What he complained, what was his complaint? He said, on occasion, my father uses my wealth without my permission. My father uses my wealth without my permission. Allah Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent for the father of this youngster. Elderly man, the latter part of his life, old age had sapped his energy, weakened his bones, back was bent, walking with a stick. Yet there was a hurt in the heart. There was a hurt in the heart. Generally, when poets make tashbih or compare the heart, they compare the heart with glass. The reason for this is that glass is such a thing that once you crack it or break it, you can piece it together again, you can maybe use glue, but that dag, that line, that mark will always be there. The hurt that is inflicted on the heart, particularly by the tongue and by the insults, my respected brothers, a lot of times what a person says, he says, I take it back, I'm sorry, I take it back. How can you take something back? Once the arrow is fired, once the bullet is fired, taking it back, there's no real reparation that is done when you take it back. This is why it is said, my respected brothers, it is said to stop an aeroplane. When a plane lands, we hear the brake system coming into place to stop that huge aeroplane. They say to stop an aeroplane or to stop a car or to stop a ship is easier to achieve than to stop the tongue. Because the hurt that is inflicted by the tongue is far worse than anything else on the surface of this earth. No weapon can cause that damage and harm which the tongue will cause. This month of Ramadan, Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, was given to you for taqwa, so that you become pious. An important aspect of taqwa and piety, my respected brothers, is to learn to control the tongue. Fasting is not only fasting away from food and drink, fasting is fasting of the tongue. A lot of times person says, mashallah, I gave 4 months. I give 40 days every year. I give 4 months every year. I went for so much hajj. I went for so much umrah. What is the reason we say this? Because we have this mindset, mashallah, main to jannat pahunch gaya. I'm a jannati. That's why, mashallah, so much I did. So many khatams of Quran I made. So much tilawat I made. They say if you want to understand what your maqam and status is one day from morning till night, every time you open your mouth, write down what you say. One day, every time you open your mouth, write down what you say. And then at the end of the day, look at what you wrote. Ghibat about someone. Hurting someone's feelings. Slandering someone. Speaking lies. Making false promises. They say just one day, at the end of the day, look at all what you wrote. And you realize where your 4 months and your 40 days and your hajj and your umrah and your tilawat and everything is. This we have to learn to control. Because to undo the hurt of this is very difficult. Because the wound of this tongue strikes directly at the heart. And the heart is like glass. Like one of our elders, he gives an example. He says, sometimes you can learn from the street language. You can learn from the street language. He says, I noticed on a bus, there was a message written. Sometimes nowadays you see it. little anecdotes written on cars. I'm not saying in a study. It's not, you might have ended up in an accident if you're not careful with the regulations of the road. But in any case, by way of example, he says on one bus was written, Dil Barai Farokh. Dil Barai Farokh, heart for sale. Heart for sale. And underneath Qeemat, what is the price? What is the price to purchase this heart that is for sale? The answer was given, and not on the same bus, or on another bus, Allah knows best. Zuban ki meethi bol. The sweet utterance of the tongue. The sweet utterance of the tongue, this is the price to win the heart over. And this is tabligh. This is tabligh and da'wah. This is what our Allahu Akbar. Hearts which were filled with hatred. Hearts which were filled with hatred. Individuals that had taken oath. Na'udhu billah to murder Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they came into contact with the utterances of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those hearts melted. When they came into contact with the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nevertheless, this is why this heart is compared with glass, elderly person. His heart is broken. My own son, my flesh and blood, complained about me to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Arab poetry was an inherent part of their natures. This is why amongst them Quran was revealed. In the time of Musa alayhi salam, they were very affected by sihr and black magic. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Musa alayhi salam that mu'jiza and that miracle which was more powerful than black magic. Isa alayhi salam, there was a lot of charcha and the people were getting carried away with medicine. So Allah ta'ala gave Isa alayhi salam that mu'jiza and that miracle which medical science could not achieve. Where the dead were brought to life by the command of Allah. The blind and the lepers were cured by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the time of Rasulullah amongst the Arabs, they were very, very carried away about poetry. This was part of their lives, this was part of their nature. So Allah gave Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that mu'jiza, that miracle. That poetry could not come near. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allahu Akbar. Look at the vehemence and look at the authority contained in this expression of Quran. 14 centuries ago, Quran announces, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا. Allah addresses the Arabs of that time, people who considered themselves to be the masters of literacy. It was their pride, it was their passion. That nation is addressed, and not only that nation, every nation to come till Qiyamah is addressed. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا. If you are in a doubt, if you are in a doubt about this Qur'an which we have revealed upon our slave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we are challenging you. And this challenge is not limited to that time. This challenge is issued till Qiyamah. What challenge? Bring one chapter, fa'tu bi surah. Bring only one chapter. Quran has 114 chapters. We're not asking you to bring, we're not asking you to replicate this Quran, no. Bring one chapter, mimithli, that can challenge this Quran, that is on the level of this Quran, and not only you. Not only you. Allah does not say, fa'tu bi suratin mimithli, that bring one surah, no. وَدْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Not you. Pool your resources. Call all your helpers. Gather the nations of the world. Pool the resources of the world together. All of you get together to produce one surah. إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you are truthful in your claim, or you are truthful in this doubt, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَمْ تَفْعَلُوا. Allah says, if you are not able to do this, and you will not be able to do this. Sahih Quran, Such a Quran, my respected brothers, the 1 month. One month in the year we are given this opportunity. To renew our relationship with Quran. Shahru Ramadan, alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. Allah says the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. In fact, every heavenly kitab, whether it was Suhuf Ibrahim, whether it was Torah, whether it was Zabur, whether it was Injil, every heavenly kitab was revealed in Ramadan. And the Quran also was revealed in Ramadan. There is a special munasabat of this month with the Quran. فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ سِيَامَهُ فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ سِيَامَهُ وَسَنَنْتُ لَكُمْ قِيَامَهُ. How beautifully Rasulullah says. He said, Allah made farz upon you. Allah made farz upon you the fasting of the day of Ramadan, and I, your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made sunnat upon you the Taraweeh Salat Ramadan. Special khususiyat of this ummah. Link and munasabat with the Quran. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, whenever I desired that I should talk to Allah, I would read 2 rakat salah. And whenever I desired that Allah should talk to me, I would recite Quran. This Quran is Majid. This Quran is Nur. This Quran is Shifa. This Quran is Hidayat. Such a Quran this ummah was given. Wallah, my respected brothers, like plants need water. Like plants need water to remain alive, this qalb, this heart needs the water of the Quran. If this heart will not get the water of the Quran, it is a dead heart. Our work of Dawud and Tabligh, there is an intrinsic, inescapable, inseparable link with the Quran. The pillar or the foundation of the Tabligh of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the Quran. This munasabat, this, our elders say, if you are not hafiz, not Ramadan, they're not talking about Ramadan. They're talking about outside Ramadan, if you are not hafiz, at least one juz of the Quran every day should be recited. And if you are hafiz of Quran, at least 3 juz of the Quran every day should be recited. That shawq, that shaghaf, that link, that attachment, that love for the Quran. This is that miracle, Allahu Akbar, the hearts of kufr and zulmat were affected when this Quran was recited upon them. Hearts that hated Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they would listen to the Quran, what would they say? That there is no one more beloved on the surface of the earth than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such effect the Quran would have upon them. Imam Ismail rahimahullah, great muhaddith, was a great linguist. Was an expert in Arabic grammar. One night he is making tawaf of Kaabatullah. In that tawaf he hears a young girl reciting a few couplets. As I said, amongst the Arabs, poetry was an intrinsic, inseparable part of their nature. This elderly Sahabi had got the news that his own son, his own flesh and blood, had complained about him to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His heart was hurt. What does he do? He gives expression. He gives expression to his pain and his hurt in the form of a poem, a few couplets, but he doesn't recite it openly. He says it to himself whilst he is going to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, answering the summons of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before he can reach, Jibreel comes. That, oh my beloved Nabi, asked that Sahabi, what were the words that he formed in his heart? Elderly Sahabi comes before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam addresses him and says to him, what were the words that you formed in your heart before you came to me? He's shocked, astonished. Wallahi, la yazalu Allahu yaziduna bika yaqeenan ya Rasulullah. He says, Allah's qasam, O Nabi of Allah, Allah continues to increase our yaqeen that you are definitely His Nabi. Shay'an. قُلْتُهُ فِي نَفْسِي مَا سَمِعَتْهُ دُنَايَا. It was something I said in my heart. My own ears didn't hear it. Are you saying that when Allah has heard it? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, yes, what were the words that you formed in your heart? He says, غَذَوْتُكَ مَوْلُودًا وَمُنْتُكَ يَافِعًا تُعَلُّ بِمَا أَجْنِي عَلَيْكَ وَتُنْهَلُ وَإِذَا لَيْلَةً دَاقَتْكَ بِالسَّقْمِ لَمْ أَبِتْ لِسَّقْمِكَ إِلَّا سَاهِرًا أَتَمَلْمَلُ كَأَنِّي أَنَا الْمَتْرُوقُ دُونَكَ بِالَّذِي تُرِبْتَ بِهِ دُونِي فَعِينِي تَهْمَلُ تَخَافُ الرَّدَى نفسي عليك وإنها لتعلم أن الموت وقت مؤجل فلما بلغت السن والغاية التي إليها مداما كنت فيك أؤمل جعلت جزائي غلظة وفظاظة كأنك أنت المنعم المتفضل فليتك إن لم تر حق أبوتي فعلت كما الجار المجاور يفعل فأوليتني حق الجوار ولم تكن علي بمال دون مالك تبخل. Poetry in any language to translate is difficult. In Arabic, it's almost impossible. To do justice to what the Sahabi said, to express it, is almost impossible. But suffice to say, Sahibul Lisan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such an effect these words had. Sahaba say, like rain droplets, the tears were pouring down the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To hear the heart-rending expression of the Sahabi, crux of what he said, oh my beloved son, from a young age I nurtured you. In order to give fruit to your hopes, your aspirations, your ambitions, your desires, I sacrificed my own ambitions and goals. I stood in the burning heat of the sun and I toiled so that if the slightest need and necessity of yours may be fulfilled. At times you became sick, I would stand at your bedside. It was as if I had become sick. And I would beg from my Allah that, oh my Allah, let him not die, let him not die. Whilst I knew that death would only come upon its appointed time, then what happened? Youth caused your flower to bloom, whilst old age caused my flower to wither and die. Youth caused you to be filled with ebullience and strength, whilst old age sapped my energy and caused my bones to become frail and bent. In this moment of dependence and need, I stretched my hand out to you for assistance, yet you reacted with such harshness and such arrogance that it appeared to me that my entire life was a lie, that you had brought me up and I had not brought you up. Oh my son, if you could not have been a son to me, you could have at least been a neighbor to me, because a neighbor to some extent considers the need or requirement of his neighbor. Like rain droplets, the tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were raining down his cheeks. And when he heard these words, he caught hold of the collar of that youngster and he said, "Idhab, go away from here. Anta wa maluka li abika. You and your wealth belong to your father." Ameen three times. Ameen three times. What was the dua? One of those duas. That person of my ummah, that youngster of my ummah who is blessed with this opportunity, that his parents are allowed, one or both of them, are allowed to flower into old age in his presence, and he fails to gain Jannat by serving those parents. He fails to gain Jannat by serving those parents. He becomes a dukh, a pain, a hurt, a calamity, a harshness for those parents. Then Muhammad Rasulullah Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says ameen to this dua, that may such a youngster be accursed by Allah. May he be distanced from the mercy of Allah. My respected brothers, such talim this ummah was given. Hal jazaul ihsan illa al ihsan. Hal jazaul ihsan illa al ihsan. Allah says, we made two human beings restless for you. Where did this restlessness come from? One occasion there is a knock at the door of Aisha radiallahu anha, our mother. She opens the door. What does she see? She sees a beggar, a young woman. She has two little children. Children are hungry. They are sobbing and crying, pulling at the dress of the mother. The mother is hungry. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha says, all I had in the house All I had in the house was 3 days. So whatever I had, I presented it to the mother, the 3 days. Immediately first, she put one date in the hand of one child. The other date in the hand of the other child, and she kept the third date for herself. These were young children, they hadn't reached that age of maturity that they could discern and comprehend and realize that the mother is also hungry and she also has needs. So they gobbled up their dates. Because the hunger was not satiated with the one date, they had seen the third date, so they started tugging at the dress of the mother. Aisha radiallahu anha says that on the face of the mother was a war of emotions. On the one side, her own need, her own hunger. Perhaps days she had gone without food. And on the other side was the need of her two daughters. What does she do? This is mamta, this is motherhood. Inna lillahi ta'ala mi'ata rahma, anzala minha rahmatan wahida, bayna al-jinn wal-insi wal-bahayim wal-hawam, fabiha yata'atafoon, wabiha yata'rahamoon, wabiha ta'atifu al-mar'atu ala waladiha, wabiha ta'atifu al-wakshu ala waladiha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah divided His rahmat and mercy. Allah divided His rahmat and mercy into 100 parts. Only one part was sent down into the world. One part was sent down in the world and it was divided. Divided between the creation of Allah. Allahu Akbar, what does my Nabi say? Any act of mercy. Any act of mercy, compassion, kindness that any mother shows her child. Any animal shows its child. Any human being shows another human being. One rewind, the description comes. Evocative description that an animal has a goat, a baby, a foal. What happens? The mother, the animal has 4 legs. The mother lifts the 1 leg. In that moment when the leg is suspended, the little baby foal crawls underneath the leg of the mother without realizing that now it is in harm's way. This animal, it is difficult for it to balance on 3 legs. Yet this animal, this mother, will go through that difficulty and she will stand suspended with her whole body shaking on the 3 legs, waiting for this child to move out of harm's way, for it to put the 4th leg back on the ground. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even this is part of that 100th of Allah's mercy. Any kindness, any compassion, one human being will show another. Quran tells us, this is Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. لَقَدْ كَانَ لِقَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah says, ponder over the Quran, reflect over the Quran, the incidents of Quran. These are not fairy tales, these are not asatirul awwaleen. These are not fairy tales, they are ibrat. Fir'aun. The reason I am mentioning this, just now we mentioned, Imam Ismail rahimahullah is making tawaf of Ka'batullah. He has a young girl reciting a few couplets. He was a master of Arabic literature and grammar. Totally impressed by the poetic ability of this young child. He stops his tawaf and he addresses this child and he says, recite more. Recite more couplets. What is the reaction of the child? What does she say? Abad al-Qur'an. Ismail, are you not ashamed? Ismail, are you not ashamed? After the Qur'an, you want me to recite more? You want to listen to more couplets from me when Allah has given us the Qur'an? And then this young child brings Imam Ismail, an imam of Arabic grammar. She brings his attention to the miraculous nature of the Qur'an. One verse, referring to the time of Musa alayhi salam. And this, even if you don't understand Arabic, we can appreciate the miraculous nature of this verse. She says, two amar, two nahi, and two basharat. In layman's terms, two injunctions, two commands. Two commands, two prohibitions and two glad tidings in one sentence. issued two commands, two injunctions, two commands, two, in other words, of imperative nature, command two things, prohibit from two things, and give two glad tidings in one sentence, sit from now till Qiyamah, you won't be able to do it. In any language, leave Arabic. Yet, Allah referring to the time of Musa alayhi salam, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ. Allah says, we send wahi. We send wahi to the mother of Musa alayhi salam that breastfeed this child. The command was there. What command? That every male child of the Bani Israel is to be slaughtered at birth. Pharaoh had issued the edict. In that environment of fear, the Musa alayhi salam is born. The mother naturally is fearing for the life of her child. Command comes. Allah says, breastfeed that child. And then look at our ajib. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ. When you fear that now it is too dangerous, now we'll no longer be able to hide this child and feed it in secrecy. Danger is lurking at every corner. The death of this child is now imminent. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ. When you fear that you will no longer be able to protect your child, then what does Allah command the mother Musa alayhi salam? أَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمْ. Take the child and throw it into the ocean. Literal translation this is. When you fear, what is the message? Allah does not need any of the systems of this world. Allah's protection is not fixed to logic and your understanding. When you fear for the life of the child, أَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمْ. Throw him into the ocean. Not only that, what does Allah say? فَلْيُلْقِهِ الْيَمُّ بِالسَّاحِلِ يَأْخُذْهُ عَدُوٌّ لِي وَعَدُوٌّ لَّهُ. When you throw him into the ocean, the waves will carry him right to your and my enemy. Pharaoh, he will go right to Pharaoh. Allah says, when you fear for his life, for his protection, throw him into the ocean, and the waves of the ocean will take him to Pharaoh. And right in front of Pharaoh, right in front of Pharaoh, and Pharaoh is pointing to him, إِنَّهُ قَاتِلِي. This is the one that is going to kill me. But Allah's quality, sifat, quality of hafir, that لا حافظ إلا الله, there is no protector besides Allah. No gun can protect, no science can protect, no atom bomb can protect, no technology can protect, لا حافظ إلا الله. Any of the systems of this world will only protect if Allah's command of hifazat is attached to it. If Allah's command of hifazat is not there, wallahi will never be able to protect. Firaun points to him, innahu qatili. Firaun was who? Firaun was that zalim who said what no other human being said. Ana rabbukumul a'la. I am the Rabb, na'uzu billah. He said, I am the Lord of the world. Yet even this Lord of the world had to listen to his wife. That is why earlier, just now after Maghrib, there was some conversation, I was telling somebody, someone sent a message one day that the person went into a bookshop and instead of looking for the book, they asked, what's the title? Husband, master of the house, they said fiction and comics are upstairs. Even Firaun, Ana Rabbukum Al A'la, but his wife said, I want to adopt Musa alayhi salam. That is the system Allah put into place. Even Firaun had to submit to the request of his wife. Not only submit, Allah puts the resources of Firaun into play to protect this child, to sustain this child. Musa alayhi salam, harramna alayhi al-maradi'a min qabl. Allah says, we commanded Musa alayhi salam, it is haram for you to drink the milk of anyone besides your mother. So the child is starving. Firaun's wife wants to, Asya wants to adopt this child. The child is starving. She's putting more pressure on Firaun. Firaun is now worried. The edict is sent out. Who can convince this child to drink? Who can breastfeed this child? Women are coming, they are being rejected. Why? حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِيَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Allah had commanded Musa alayhi salam, it is haram for you to drink the milk of anyone besides your mother. The sister of Musa alayhi salam, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي يَكْفُلُونَهُ لَكُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ نَاسِحُونَ. She says, I know of someone. Tarkeeb Allah puts into place. I know of someone who is very good with children. Firaun says, one side, send for her. Other side, suspicion is there. Perhaps there is some link, some association, some relationship between this woman and that child. Why would this child accept a particular woman? Firaun was not a fool, he was an intelligent man. So he's thinking like this, sitting on his throne with X-ray vision as each woman is coming. When the mother of Musa alayhi salam comes, when the mother of Musa alayhi salam's Firaun's X-ray vision, is there any link? Is there any recognition? Ask ourselves logically, my respected brothers, your own child is starving. You feared for the life of your child. You were separated from that child. Now you are being reunited with your starving baby. Is it possible? Is it possible for a woman to conceal her motherly love and affection? What does Quran say? In kadat latubdi bihi lawla arrabatna ala qalbiha litakuna minal mu'mineen. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, as the mother of Musa alayhi salam came closer, we snatched the love for Musa alayhi salam out of her heart. So that when she came in front of the child, there was no recognition, no motherly love. In kadat latubdi bihi lawla arrab. If we had not taken it away, she would have revealed why. Badin hawaka sabarta amlam tasbira wa bukaka illam badin hawaka sabarta amlam tasbira wa bukaka illam yajri dam'uka aw jara amara al fuadu lisanahu wa jufunahu fakatamnahu wa kafa bi jismika mukhbira. How beautifully the poet says, you can suppress your emotions, but even if you suppress your emotion, your outward appearance will belie what is inside. Person can go hungry, he can starve, he can make as if he is full, but the appearance of his body will appear, will tell you the haggard look is that this is a starving man. Emotions to suppress are almost impossible. Allah says, أَرَّبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلْبِهَا قَلْبِهَا. We took the love out of her heart so that she approached that child. There was no recognition whatsoever. Firaun could see that this is the actual mother of Musa alayhi salam, because even that love, which a mother shows for her child, is from the mercy of Allah. Part of the 100th of Allah's mercy. Coming back to what this young girl told Ismail. Two amars, two commands, two injunctions. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِي. Allah says, we sent wahi to the mother of Musa alayhi salam. أَنْ أَرْضِعِي. Breastfeed this child, one command. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ. When you fear for the life of this child, أَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ. Throw him into the ocean, second command. Two amars, two injunctions. وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. Do not fear. One prohibition, do not fear. وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. Do not grieve. Why? لَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. Do not fear, do not grieve. Two nahi, two prohibitions. Why? إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ. We will send this child back to you. First, basharat and glad tidings. إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And we will make him a Nabi. Two injunctions, two prohibitions and two glad tidings in one sentence. Ismail abad al-Qur'an. After Qur'an, what poetry are you looking for? Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She says the mother gave the dates, one to each child, the third date remained. The war of emotions could be seen on her face, on the one side her own hunger. On the other side the demand of her children. She breaks the third date into two pieces, places half in the hand of one child, the other half in the hand of the other child. She herself goes hungry. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned home, I narrated and I mentioned this incident to Nabi Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aisha, you are astonished. You are astonished at the love of that mother and her sacrifice, Allah has made Jannat wajib for her. Allah has made Jannat wajib for her. Allah divided His rahmat and mercy into 100 parts. One part was sent to this world. One human being shows kindness to another. A mother shows kindness to a child. A father shows kindness to his child. All this, one animal to another, forms part of 1/100th of Allah's mercy. Where is the other 99? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah kept it back for akhirat. Allah kept it back for jannah. Allah kept it back for qiyamah. يَرْحَمُ بِهَا عِبَادَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ The other 99 hundredths of Allah's mercy, Allah will spread this rahmat and mercy upon His slaves on the Day of Judgment. This life is not asal, akhirat is asal. This was the day and night of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This darb, this pain, this concern, this worry to leave one person with Allah. This worry for the akhirat of one person. How beautifully Rasulullah ﷺ said, and my respected brothers, Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, when he was asked that what gave you the understanding to devote your life for this worry and concern of Rasulullah ﷺ, he said particularly one or two ahadith referring specifically to this hadith where Rasulullah ﷺ said that Ar-Rahimun Yarhamhumur Rahman. Ar-Rahimun Yarhamhumur Rahman. Those who will have mercy, those who will have compassion, those who will have concern and worry for humanity, Yarhamhumur Rahman, Allah will have mercy for them. Allah will have mercy for them. Conversely, another hadith, Man la yarham la yurham. He who will not have mercy, Allah will not have mercy for him. He will not show mercy to his fellow human being. Allah will not have mercy for such a person. Ar-Rahimun yarhamhumur Rahman. Those who will have mercy, Rahman, the merciful, will have mercy upon them. Irhamu man fil ard. Irhamu man fil ard. Have mercy upon every person on the surface of this earth. Irhamu man fil ard. Like ants, 5 or 6 billion insan on the surface of this earth. More than 80% of them don't know who is Allah. More than 80% of them don't know who is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 80% of them don't know the Quran. 80% of them don't know what is Ramadan. 80% of them don't know the road to Jannah. Whose worry is this? Whose concern is this? This ummah was selected, chosen for this. Where Allah says, Kuntum khayra ummatin, ukhrijat linnas. You are the best of every ummah. Why? What is the khayriyat of this ummah? What is the maqam? What is the status? Why was this ummah elevated? Ukhrijat linnas. Allah says, you were taken out. You were selected. You were chosen. Rais al-Mufassireen, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, when he explains this expression, ukhrijat linnas, what does he say? He says, when you were conceived in the womb of your mothers, Allah conceived you for the effort of hidayah. Ukhrijat linnas. Say, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he makes tafsir of this, kuntum khayra ummatin, ukhrijat linnas, what does he explain it like this? He says, Man sarrahu an yakuna min hadhihi al-ummah falyu'addi shart Allah fiha. The one who takes satisfaction, the one who takes pride, the one whose heart is enlightened becomes happy that Allah made him from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah made him from ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah made him from khayra ummah, then falyu'addi shart Allah, let him fulfill Allah's condition, not the Tabligh Jamaat's condition, not Maulana Ilyas or Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullahi's condition, no. Not an organization's condition, no. فَلْيُعَدِّ شَرْطَ اللَّهِ Let him fulfill Allah's condition. What is Allah's condition? خَيْرَ أُمَّةِ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ You were taken out. You were selected. This wealth is not your wealth. This life is not your life. This energy is not your energy. It is an amanat. It is an amanat. It is a trust. It has to be expended in one way, one way, one way only, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sibghat Allah, wa man ahsanu min Allah sibgha, the color of Allah, in other words, the mold of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his day, his night, his fikr, his cry, his concern, his worry. Irhamu man fil ard, have mercy upon the humanity on the surface of this earth. Yarhamkum man fis sama, the one in the heavens will have mercy upon you. Allah will have mercy. This is the month of rahmat. This is the month of mercy. This is the month of forgiveness. Awwaluhu rahma, the first 10 days of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, is Allah's rahmat, is Allah's mercy. My respected brothers, what better way for us to acknowledge Allah's mercy than by putting ourselves forward for this legacy of rahmat, for this legacy of mercy, for this legacy of compassion, for this legacy of concern for every human being on the surface of the earth, which was the worry of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To learn this, who is ready, my respected brothers? Mubarak month, mubarak time. If we haven't given 4 months, if we haven't given 4 months, now is the time to make niyat. We're not saying go tomorrow. We're not saying go tonight also. We're not saying go even in the next 2-3 weeks, at least. At least have the niyat. At least have the genuine desire in the heart. When you are asked to stand, my respected brothers, don't misunderstand. This is not some legal document. This is not a false promise you are making, no. Standing up is dua. Standing up is iltija. Standing up is you're asking Allah. You're asking Allah, accept me. Because without Allah's acceptance, without Allah's acceptance, you can't take one step even in this path. This is Allah's path. This is the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His, the only condition for this path is not your wealth, not your intelligence, not your leave, not you being in charge of your financial affairs, not your opportunities. No, come out of that deception. The only condition is Allah's acceptance. The standing up is, Ya Allah, accept me. So who is ready to stand up with this, that Ya Allah, accept me to go 4 months in your path? Come, my respected brothers. Who is ready, mashallah? Don't wait for others. Don't wait for others. Put ourselves forward.
Words, mashallah, make me a bit.
Our affair is between us and Allah, my respected brothers. From the heart, if we desire, Allah will open the way. We have to have that sincere desire, Ya Allah, you accept me.
Ahmad bhai, Allah qabul karna khas bhai, inshallah Allah qabul karna, inshallah salam, Allah qabul karna, inshallah usne aye Allah qabul karna satwas bhai, Allah qabul karna, Allah qabul karna Abdul Manan, Allah qabul karna.
MashaAllah, subhanAllah. Say Ameen.
No one should be left out. This is an opportunity Allah is giving us. Niyat al mu'min khayrun min amali. There's an expression, they say, the mu'min niyat, Allah, but even on the niyat, Allah already gives the reward.
That was by Allah kabul. There was one by Allah kabul. Ajib by Allah kabul. Niyat by Allah kabul. Umar bhai, Allah kabul. Jana bhai, Atif bhai, Allah kabul. Rizwan, Iqbal, Allah kabul. Ahmed, Allah kabul.
My respected brothers, one mashallah, there is a need for us to go 4 months in the path of Allah Ta'ala. The immediate requirement now, this Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan, barely 20 days remain, at least one ashara in the month of Ramadan. Who is ready, inshallah?
FAB774.
Who makes niyat, inshallah, one ashara in Ramadan? Stand up, mashallah. Let us make niyat. We want everyone at least one ashara. We don't know if we'll live to see another Ramadan.
MashaAllah.
Who else, MashaAllah?
Ahmad Bhai Allah Kabul Karim. Who else was there? After the name Sahib Allah Kabul Karim. See anyone?
What better way to spend this month, my respected brothers, than in the heart of Allah?
Who else?
To be able to maximize the benefit of this month.
Bilal, is one more.
All those brothers who made niyat or have intention for 10 days, stand up, mashallah. All those brothers who made niyat or have intention for one ashara, stand up, mashallah.
One jamaat from
Allah. Keep standing, mashallah. Keep standing. One ashara, stand up, mashallah. All those brothers, day in the heart, my respected brothers, all those who have received some sort of heavenly message, then next year Ramadan you are still around, we are not referring to you. But if you haven't received that message, my respected brothers, and probably we haven't, let us not lose this opportunity. One ashara, it's day and a half, even if you not even 100% now, it's day and a half, stand up, mashallah. Who else, mashallah? Look at these brothers and let the desire come in our hearts also. Keep standing, mashallah. All these brothers that are standing, we request you a few minutes, inshallah, on my right hand side. Your left hand side, some tartif can be made, inshallah. Masjid Bar, from the other masjid, inshallah, we still got time, we can complete the jamaat also, mashallah. Mashallah.
Want to join the jamaat, mashallah? As our Sheikh was saying, we make some tartif, mashallah. Ahmad Bhai. We can make some tartif, inshallah. Any other brother from this marriage, inshallah? To join this, brothers?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهل وصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهل وفعل بنا ما أنت أهل فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار سبحانك ما أحلمت سبحانك ما أجودت سبحانك ما عبدناك حق عبادتك سبحانك ما عرفناك حق معرفتك كم من نعمة أنعمت بها علينا فقل لك بها شكرنا كم من بلية ابتليتنا بها فقل لك بها صبرنا يا من قل عند نعمته شكرنا فلم يحرمنا يا من قل عند بليته صبرنا فلم يخذلنا يا من رآنا على الخطايا فلم يفضحنا يا ذا المعروف الذي لا ينقضي أبدا يا ذا النعماء التي لا تحصى أبدا يا إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا اجعلنا ممن يساقون إلى الجنة زمرا إلهنا إن كانت ذنوبنا كثيرة فإن رحمتك أعظم وأجل إلهنا عاملنا برحمتك فأنت أرحم الراحمين
فأنت أجود الأجودين، فأنت خير الغافلين، إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجع عندنا من أعمالنا. يا غفار الذنوب، يا ستار العيوب، اغفر لنا ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد الإنس والجان. اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية. اللهم أخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور، وجنبهم الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين، اللهم اجعلنا هادين مهديين غير ضالين ولا مضلين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان، اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان، اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماع مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما، برحمتك ومنك وفضلك وكرمك يا اكرم الاكرمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. الحمد لله.